Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak over the greatest secret. I mean love. It will be provocative, what I have to say. Okay. If we read the conference of the birds from Attar. Attar was the greatest Sufi. He was a martyr of love. And this book is written 900 years ago. Then we really get confronted. What is love? Love is much more powerful than to renounce the world. Actually, it is the same. Because if we love to 100%, I don't mean 99%, then worldly things, worldly goods are not anymore important. And then what is about the sex? Okay, our body needs the sex, but the focus is on the love. So who cares for a dime if he has 1 billion already? So the dime is the sex and the love is a driving force. And if we surrender all our negativity, all our bad habits will surface. And if we then abuse our darling, we become the loser. Actually, we are responsible for all the things because it's inside of ourselves. Okay, imagine Whitney Houston was for sure one of the most beautiful women in the world and one of the greatest singers in the world. So, she was so attractive for mainly or for almost all men. To the same time, it's also true that she had a very abusive marriage and she was drug addicted. This means we see the divine in her singing and in her beauty and the evil in her normal life. So, was she divine or evil? Who cares? If we fall in love with her and be together with her and surrender to love, then for sure her bad habits will showing up. And this is good so. And her bad habits will make our life bad or difficult. So after Attar, love wants it difficult. This means here our love and her bad habits are driving our love. And we need her bad habits in order to transform our being, our life, our love. So, what is then about our sex? Again, we live our sex and we enjoy it and our body needs that. Our body needs sex. What is bad on it? So I've lived already 10 years in celibacy and my experience is that you attract diseases because you don't live your sex. Okay. So I had a great chance in my life to surrender to love total. And we have done so. we both practice Tantra together and we were crying like crazy and our bad feelings were showing up and we were dying in love every day. This means our ego was dying. And then we released for ourselves our negative feelings so that we could not hurt each other unnecessarily. For sure, there's all the time misunderstanding. This is for sure. And then we had been together in a lotus position and so on. And our love was growing. To the same time, also our problems were growing. Our love became more and more difficult. And we made it week after week, and our spirituality went through the roof. And then I knew love is God, love is Allah. And what happens to us, it was miracles. Okay, there was also an end after 9.5 weeks. Afterwards, they made a movie, 9.5 weeks, also from a love story. Okay. And 1 year later, I had renounced the world. I got, as an atheist, my first contact to God and experience to God. And it was actually the call to God, what these Tantra, or what our love had created. And for sure, there's no renunciation who is so hard, so difficult than to surrender totally to love. And I say again, don't hurt each other. That is an absolute must. The negative feelings are ours. We don't hurt others. Even both have bad habits and so on, we have to accept them, we have to love them. And then, this I mean with surrendering in love, not to hurt each other, to release our anger, hate, fear by ourselves without hurting each other. And then really everything is possible. So, then the other question was in the beginning, is Whitney Houston, or was she divine? Sure. And the bad habits, everything was fitting for the total temptation, for the total love to her. Everything. Because through the love of Whitney Houston, you could get transformed. You could transform your whole life. So, and the Quran is, because you are weak, you get a spouse. Do you think that Allah wants to make you weak? No. If you love your spouse, you will become stronger. And renunciation is against the Quran. And it's good so. Because surrendering to the world is much more powerful than every renunciation. I had renounced the world 10 years or 12 years. It was 12 years in meditation retreats. So love is much better. Much more productive. Okay. Okay. Don't beat up if you see a bad habit in your darling. It's just a tricky game with God, nothing more. And if you see mistakes, error, bad habits in the other, then you don't love. Then your heart is closed. If you see some mistakes, you know you don't love. Also, this is from Great Atta, also this book, if you read it, I have read it 20-30 times. He knows what he's writing. Okay. Thank you very much that I could speak about the greatest secret, love.